We just spoke a little about professionalism. I'm going to ask you to really exhibit that now for our rehearsal with Maestro Armstrong. Maestro has been flying back and forth from Chicago and other places doing different productions, and he flew in just for this rehearsal tonight. So let's really, make sure we take full advantage of this time together with Maestro, have pencils out, have scores ready. A reminder, things might change from rehearsal. That's okay. We always go with our conductor, Mark. With that, please welcome Maestro Armstrong.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So good to see all of your faces. Chat about this. How many of you were with us when we did this piece last year? Okay. How many of you are doing with us for the first time? Wonderful! Fantastic! A lot has changed in the world since we did this last year. And it seems so timely to be doing this piece again. I literally flew in from D.C. this morning, so my brain is on East Coast time, so bear with me, but we're going to have fun, and it's going to be great. I'm really excited for this. The really big thing about this weekend, next weekend for us, is that we will be recording this piece for our commercial recording series that we are now embarking on with the Oakland Symphony, so I'm very excited to have the Oakland Symphony Chorus to be a part of that. All that being said, we will have two opportunities to go through this piece in the recording session. So the dress rehearsal will be recorded on Thursday evening, and the concert as well on Friday. Yes, and we'll mash all of those things together and put out something that the world will hopefully fawn over. All right, let's start at the top of this. We'll just do some reading, see where things are. Can we start at rehearsal B, please? Let's stand. Watch out for me in bar 55. I'm going to push that forward a little bit and then pull it back a little bit just to create some musicality. Can we go from, say it's bar 44. three bars before sprouts and altos. Thank you, friends. And I'm so sorry I make us do this again. Can we find some way to start this a little bit louder so we can actually do the diminuendo? So start at piano so that we can really hear that diminuendo that comes in the second bar, please. Same thing, 44. Than to try to keep the sound really tight and brittle, especially going up. Alto, we really need your support here for our soprano friends who are floating in the abyss of their range. So as much as you can give them grounding and support, the better it will be. Thank you. Let's start right at C. This is so wonderful. So wonderful. Right at C. Is joining us again to do this, so his great round voice we'll want to envelop that. All right, beautiful. Let's skip ahead to G, please. Second bar of G. Let that second quarter note be your crescendo. to get to that forte. So when we start a singer, an athlete, act, all of that is really substantive. Can we try that again? Second bar of G. Let's do it. Behind these accusations, athlete, singer, right now it just sounds like we're singing, you know, like a baccarat, and that's not different atmosphere. Second, same thing, second G, three,
to immediately catch on to a new tempo.
right? So the tempo that I am at, the two bars before the primoso, is not the tempo that is the primoso. So that very first go down, let's put some energy into it. I've been thinking about this, and this is always the fun thing about coming back to a piece after doing it a couple of ideas and some months ago. Can this first go down Moses, can we take some of the edge off of it? So more legato.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land.
A little bit more. And so the second one can have more drama, more energy, more fire, more declaring to it. Just to give some variation. And I think the orchestra supports that as well. It's not as commanding the first time around in the orchestra. So let's try it. No breath. One whole long phrase stagger breathe. Let's try it. Let's see. I might change my mind. Got a week to decide. Same thing, 102. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. I only have it scratched out of my score. So just a little bit more long-term phrasing in that instead of blocks, blocks, blocks. We try the same thing again, one per day. It's a one. So it's not go down, Moses, wait, go down, Moses, wait. So use the long notes to give some energy, to give some swell, to give some direction so that it doesn't die on the vine. Same thing, and one. Otherwise, at the beginning, it's sort of like, what's going on? Did they all lose their mind? We knew it was going to happen. Let's try it right on in. So I'll give a downbeat. Always start slow, gauge the people around you. And it's really important if you can keep all of the mumbo jumbo at a rumble, and if individual people can sort of like pop their sentence out here and there so we actually hear it. I don't know if that's going to work or if it makes sense, but let's see. And here it is. And can I hear your piano? Yes, yes. That's the color. The only thing happening underneath you is some cellos and basses going. So you can afford that color. It will actually be so much more effective and menacing if out of all of that comes that color instead of this massive foam stuff. Can we try that all again? This is... Oh, right at the end. Just here's the S.
Thank you.
much going on, and it really is important, especially across sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, that we're unified within our section. Can we go right from key, right from key at Floyd? And remember, all of this throughout this, I am less concerned about us being covered by the orchestra. You know, so much work was already done last year in balancing the orchestra part. So he lifts us. He touches, right? All of those things have to have that kind of inflection, unless it sounds like AI. We are not an AI choir. We are a human choir, right? He touches. He lifts us. It's devoid of life. He lifts us. He touches. Right. So really exaggerate all of that. It's really beautiful when we do. Right. At key, there's three. Do what is on the page and exaggerate it, right? Because this interplay between sopranos and altos and tenor bass is absolutely beautiful, how it weaves in and out, and we really need those shapes to help make it super clear. One last time, Keith. One last time. Here's three. Crescendo. We're sort of already peaked out a little bit. He tells a story with his voice. So really save dynamically to help facilitate that.
Maestro, right there at 203, I have the sopranos and altos putting the S of tells on that first eighth note in that bar.
Yes, that is absolutely perfection. Yeah, so he tells a story. He tells a story with this. If I didn't do that, ignore me. Oh, while we're there, tenors and basses, you're already kind of doing it, but I just want to give it to you as the written text. 202, add a decrescendo in your this. And that'll help clear some space, sopranos and altos, for your entrance there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't even remember that again. And then you don't sing again until the top of scene three, correct? All right, let's dance. Letter Z, as in Zelensky.
Your place, lay your heart, who do you think you are?
sorry, this is getting so nitty gritty. The place where we can afford a little break. Who do you think you are, Negro? So just a little bit of space in 349 before the do you. Who do you? This to add just a little bit, just a little. Nothing crazy. Nothing that a car could drive. Just. One last time, this opening phrase. 345. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
No, your place. Play your part. Who do you think you are, Negro?
That's it. That's it. I'll buy it. No. Yes, we know who you are. This is measure 368. Actually, let's just go back to an enemy of the state. Sorry. 364. That makes a lot more sense. It is three.
An enemy of the state.
instruction. Can we go from 409? This is 2.5 bars before.
Why do we not play?
And then we'll be done. The real beauty and magic, I'll go ahead and say this now, that of this will be the fact that the audience participates in this ending, and so part of the joy of doing a live recording is that we will capture the audience in the room that night. So I'm going to rehearse it, but I'm also going to let it happen organically because it needs to have that sort of in the moment feeling. So let's just look at the beginning of this. There's some things diction-wise I know that I want to change from the last time we did this. Very minor. Can we go from double M as in modest and dorsey? My brain's still working.
I thought it was
Here it is, 3 and 4.
The angels sing, heaven done, side by hand.
And next, let's anticipate the angels, because right now it's always going to feel a little late coming out of that. The angels, and it's really anticipating the TH. The angels in heaven done sung my name. All right, one more time through this, and then I'm going to skip to double key and call it dead so I can go to the other one. doubling. It is really spend a lot of time getting this really locked in with the orchestra on Wednesday evening before we go into it on Thursday evening, and I know it's going to be twice as impactful on Friday as it was the last time, and I'm really grateful that we get to delve into this work again in this current climate, life, and world. So thank you all so much. I will see you next Wednesday.
You got an Uber?
Yes.
Where are you from?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I was going to have one to take you.
Oh, no.
That's okay. You got to go. You got to go. All right.
Thank you.
Choir, we are not done. Go to movement 4, please, where we just were. I want to solidify some of these things that were changed today, and then we'll cover them next week as well. The angels in it's a 16th note derivation. Can you just speak that for me? 3 and the 4.
The angels in heaven done sign my name.
So I want to make sure we cut off together on the name, since we have a shadow vowel we're adding to it. So it'll be sign my name, the angels. So every time, sign my name. The angels. Can we speak from the angels? 3 and the 4.
The angels in heaven.
Get to the and a little quicker. It is a quick 16th note. Listen to me. Angels in. Angels in. It's really quick. 3 and the 4.
The angels in heaven done sign my name. The angels in heaven done sign my name.
And make sure the N's and the M's, it's called al niente when we go to that in music. Keep energy on, right? Don't make it go angels in. Not a diminuendo. The angels in heaven. Kind of propelling. Sing it now, please. Here's a G. Starting, please, right at a pick up to RR. And 3 and the 4.
The angels in heaven done sign my name. The angels in heaven done sign my name. The angels in heaven done sign my name. The angels in
from the rehearsal. Yes.
Yeah, on 542.
542.
Should we be doing ah or ooh?
So we were just doing ah, just for the sake of him hearing it. I'm very sure he wants ooh.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that all the hums are just ooh at this point. So anytime you see a hum, treat it as ooh here and the beginning of the word. Do you have a question, Steve? The M is really an eighth note derivation at the end. Sign my name. Yeah, so not as quick as the other ones with 16th notes, but just naturally eighth note, and then we cover for that. That's a good question. So just we were doing that already too, so bravo, bravo. Yes.
And some of the alphas are singing up the up octave.
Sound off to me right now, so sing where you're most comfortable. We have a lot of sopranos. You're all sitting up the audience for the angels, right? Alto ones, raise your hands. Of the alto ones raising their hands, who sings those up the octave at the end? Oh. It's just one or two. I'm fine with that. That's okay. Cool. Any more questions? Yes.
Yeah, at 3:45.
3:40. Give me 1 second to get there, please. 3:40. Yes, okay. Yeah. Stirring the hopes of the poor. So keep stirring the hopes the way we've been doing it, because those are unvoiced consonants on hopes. So in order to keep it together, we'll keep it that way. But to your previous point, know your place. As I always said, this is Maestro Armstrong's choir. He can come and change things, and he did. And sometimes it's that way. We have to start there, which is 3:45. Let's just practice this and kind of cement it, and then when we come next week, we'll know what's expected there. Have an E flat. Right there on no, no. Keep the accent, just also bring back the length of the notes. One, two, and.
No, no.
But the tone and its dynamic. Now, the tone here is already a short thing, right? The diction's got to be fortissimo, okay? We don't want to make sure we still hear the words that we give it a letter. Try it again. E flat. One, two, act.
No, no,
start at who do you think you are? Be flat. One, two, and.
Who do you think you are, Negro?
Do you have to close your mouth after Negro?
No.
Oh, in fact, keep it open over here when you close your mouth. Okay? There were a lot of things Maestro said tonight that were changes. I really hope you took good notes. I know I did in my choral score there. This recording is going to be really important because we cannot go through all those changes before we meet on next Wednesday. There was one more spot I want to cover with you all. I do want to do Sometimes I Cry Again, and then we'll get to the gala choir. Movement 2. Scene 2, sorry.
He lifts up, he touches.
We tend, and this is me because I'm marching band and choir and try to do sometimes. We tend to go, he touches. And Maestro made a very clear point of more legato there. We can be legato while still keeping the diction. The diction we've got, we're doing really well with that. Let's just make sure we don't shorten the notes too much. Can we start beginning of scene 2, just sopranos and altos, with the company, please? Until the rest, as indicated. You do have to minuet it. It's okay, these notes get softer, but don't let the rest or the S come in early there. Say it again. Again, I won't go on until I hear a clear S. A clear S for everyone. Please don't be the random snake that puts an S in there. We don't need it. Again.
Every joy, it is more.
add tenor basses into this, less time.
Oh.
gotta be in tune. So maybe a D and E flat. D as well, below it.
D, E flat.
Tenors, your report time is 6:30 next week for sure. Everyone else, 6:40 p.m. 6:40 p.m. I need 10 minutes to work on. Sometimes I cry with the tenors. Gala choir, please stay. Everyone else, put the chairs away. Have a nice evening. Thank you. Oh, crap. Where is our wife staying? Can we stay here? Can we save it? Okay, 2 weeks. We'll do it in 2 weeks. Thank you.